Progressivism in Action, Chapter 2, Taxes, Centralized Federal Control, One-Party Rule, Marxist Redistribution. The over 40 corporate domestic and capital gains taxes included in the massive Build Back Better reconciliation bill will not pay for the progressives' more than $3.5 trillion social spending packages. The Tax Foundation estimates the $3.5 trillion spending bill will only generate about $1.06 trillion in revenue after the proposed taxes and will be more than $2.44 trillion short of paying for itself. In the long run, our GDP will fall by 1% and workers' wages will drop by 0.68%. University of Chicago economist Casey Mulligan claims the reconciliation bill will kill 7 million full-time jobs. Brought on by the newly passed $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act, the CPI report shows annual inflation has risen from less than 2% to around 6.2%, a 31-year high, and is expected to hit 7% by the end of 2021. The U.S. economy still hasn't felt the effects of the $1.2 trillion bogus infrastructure bill passed after the American Rescue Plan Act. The infrastructure bill, supported by a few rhinos, is filled with over $1 trillion in graft, with only $110 billion of the $1.2 trillion going to infrastructure. Those two bills, together with the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better reconciliation bill, will easily increase inflation from 7% to 13% or higher, with $6.6 trillion needlessly injected into our economy. According to the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, the real cost of the Bernie Biden bill over 10 years is $5.5 trillion, bringing the total cost of all three bills to over $8.6 trillion. The Atlanta Fed's GDP estimate for Q3 2021 has gone from 6% growth under Trump's policies to 0.5% under the Biden administration's new socialist policies. The small business health care mandates that include Obamacare will drive many small businesses out of business. The $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill on its own will annihilate the poor and middle class and bankrupt the entire country. If the bill can't be stopped, the progressives will finally get their wish of subjugating U.S. citizens under their fascist, aristocratic, totalitarian policies and destroying America. It will be far worse than President Johnson's disastrous multi-trillion-dollar Great Society that resulted in more people being more impoverished for a longer period of time by imposing government dependency on them for the last 60 years. Kevin Hassett, former senior advisor and chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, claims Biden is committing econocide. Progressives like Jim Clyburn, Democrat, South Carolina, are advising their party members not to discuss the cost. It's a Pelosi bill. Half of the 2,500-page bill will not even be brought to the floor for discussion, so no one will ever know what's in it. According to Americans for Tax Reform, ATR, 80% of Americans oppose the tax hikes, and studies including the CBO's claim anywhere between 25 and 75% of the tax hikes will fall on the poor and middle class. The Joint Committee on Taxation claims that small businesses and the middle class will pay 75% of the bill and that 66% of the tax increases that fall on corporations will be passed on to the poor and middle class, affecting 169 million Americans, the majority of whom are in the $40,000 to $400,000 income bracket. Build Back Worse taxes methane gas and adds a carbon tax, which will immediately increase your already skyrocketing energy cost another 17%, and will incrementally increase 5% above inflation every year thereafter. This defeats the bill's environmental purpose because China emits five times the carbon when producing the same goods as the U.S. It will raise the top income tax rate to 39.6%, corporate tax rate to 28%, and capital gains tax rate to 26%, disincentivizing capital investments or plans to sell your house and retire. It will create a 1% tax on every stock trade, a 40% business tax, up to a 43% small business inheritance tax, a 15% global minimum tax, and an international tax code that strips away American sovereignty. It creates an annual wealth tax on unrealized holdings and investment gains, which are taxed retroactively the first year, stealing the equity from your home and property. For example, if Grandma's house increased $300,000 in value over the last 20 years, she would have to pay 26% capital gains times $300,000 increased value, equaling $78,000 the first year, and the capital gains on the increased value every year thereafter. If Grandma didn't have the money, she could either borrow at today's inflated rates or lose her home. She could sell to or be foreclosed on by one of Biden's BlackRock conglomerates that resides at the White House, then rent one of their small apartments at a ridiculous monthly rate. The same would apply to jewelry, paintings, antiques, and other appreciating property that you own, whether you sell it or not. Hopefully you don't have gold fillings. Inept political con artists who never worked a day in their life, like Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, manipulate laws to steal property from hard-working American citizens. Americans are now expected to hand over the property they worked their entire lives to acquire and let dirty politicians divvy it up between themselves, corporations, and illegal aliens because they say so. The bill includes $80 billion to hire 50,000 more IRS agents to tax in or monitor any bank account with more than $10,000 in transfers during a year. So if you spend over $27 per day or give to the wrong 501c3 or political campaign, Big Brother will be watching. The bill also includes $8 billion to fund a progressive civilian climate corps to knock on your door, impose fines, and force businesses and residential property owners to comply with a progressive Green New Deal. It includes $80 billion for direct housing subsidies, $90 billion for rent subsidies, and $10 billion to provide $25,000 down payment grants to minority first-time homebuyers, yes, dependent on their skin color. It includes $107 billion to provide illegal immigrants with housing, legal assistance, counseling, education, and the necessary application fees to resettle them in the U.S. It permanently increases the so-called child tax credits, forcing you to pay for other people to have children, including illegals and refugees. Families would receive $3,600 for each child under age 6 and $3,000 for each child between ages 6 and 17 annually, or in monthly installments of $300 or $250 per child, respectively. It provides free universal pre-kindergarten, $50,000 student loan forgiveness, and expands and lowers Medicare from age 65 to 60, which will force it into insolvency within 2 years. The bill includes price controls on pharmaceuticals that are estimated to cut research and development by 60%, creating 340 fewer new drugs per year. If you don't pay for these taxes directly, you'll pay in higher cost of goods and services, in lower wages, and perhaps job loss. This bill purposely doesn't require a child's Social Security number, which will expand all these entitlements to illegals, including the millions that recently crossed the border and all the refugees Joe just flew in. Many of these folks will receive over $16,000 a year in child tax credits alone and cost taxpayers over $100,000 a year for enrolling their 4 to 5 children in special needs public schools, $16,000 in annual medical insurance enrollment, not including hospitalization, medication, and treatment, yielding a total cost to taxpayers of over $200,000 per family per year. Since 1990, the U.S. has gained 100 million people, which is overwhelming our environment and infrastructure due to overcrowding. Fat-ass corporate pig sellouts like Lofgren, Democrat from California, and Nadler, Democrat from New York, call their new illegal voters infrastructure and economic opportunities and refuse any amendments that disallow illegal citizenship for any reason, including for gang members, criminals, rapists, among others. Progressives don't give a damn about U.S. citizens or destroying the country. Their goal is to increase their power by replacing citizens with a permanent underclass voting base that they control. Everything they and Biden touch turns into a crisis: the border, economy, Afghanistan, energy, and democracies. All these dependent progressive Marxist subsidy promises, like $500 billion universal paid family and medical leave, $427 billion child care, $98 billion child and dependent care tax credit, $556 billion child tax credit, $210 billion Obamacare and Medicaid expansion, $285 billion Medicare dental, hearing, and vision coverage, $550 billion green energy subsidies, free nutrition, free community college, just for starters, without a single workfare requirement, will destroy free market incentives. The bill also gives the progressives' rich political donors $80,000 tax deductions by repealing SALT and $12,000 tax credits for buying electric vehicles, EVs, and gives their journalist friends a 5-year payroll tax cut. Every Marxist takeover, like Cuba, Venezuela, Russia, and China, initially uses other people's money to lure you with free stuff that soon runs out. Then rapidly, their free stuff promises evaporate. That time will come soon to a city near you, and your right to everything will become your right to nothing except their subjugated control. Supplemental checks are welfare redistribution, and the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill will make them permanent. When money from high-income earners is given to low-income earners, it reduces the incentive for both parties to work. Reducing work incentives reduces workers, which reduce tax revenues. 61% of households presently pay no income tax. If this increases to 81%, whose money will they be able to redistribute? This is big government welfare dependency and socialized redistribution of wealth on a grand scale. Can anybody say Venezuela? Businesses already can't find people to work because of excessive welfare, and this is helping to create supply shortages, leading to inflation. Who will supply product to the welfare recipients? In some sectors, like healthcare and energy, progressives want to take over the entire means of production. Socialized redistribution discriminates. Capitalism does not. For example, Biden doesn't like Florida conservatives. When there was a shortage of monoclonal antibodies, an alternate COVID treatment, under Biden's socialized control, he used his dictatorial power to cut off Florida's supply. Under capitalism's blind free markets, if there's a demand, supply will increase to accommodate everyone without discrimination. Once again, Biden is lying to push through the progressive Marxist $3.5 trillion policies. In their sociopathic, never wrong, always right quest for power, Biden used another one of the progressives' endless divisive tactics, class warfare, crying, "Pay your fair share." This is rich coming from a guy that owes over $500,000 in back taxes because of unreported ill-gotten earnings gained by selling his office, aka influence peddling. According to a 2018 IRS report, the U.S. has the most progressive tax code in the world. The top 1% paid 40% of all income tax, even though they earn 21% of the income. 61% of households presently pay no taxes, and 2% in the lowest tax bracket receive more money back than they pay in. A $3.5 trillion takeover of our economy is insane when retail sales are up 0.7%, 1.8% if you exclude auto sales. Industrial supply manufacturing is strong, production and business spending are up, there are 11 million unfilled jobs, and climbing inflation is threatening our economy due to the increased money supply caused by government spending and money printing. When confronted with the massive inflation and debt that the bill will produce from the progressives' endless spending, Biden, of course, deflected and blamed the Trump administration. Progressives hate profit, but without profits, businesses can't expand, which result in wage cuts and layoffs. The Build Back Better House Ways and Means bill restores the 39.6% tax rates on incomes above $400,000. This will cut S&P profits by as much as $100 billion, nearly half of Wall Street's profits expected next year. And it will devastate small businesses using S-Corp pass-throughs to avoid double taxation. It will mean zero wage increase for the poor and middle class and zero investment in business equipment and technology. It will take us back to the Obama-Biden era of stagnation in the days of zero family income growth. Taxing companies more will decrease profits and wages, slow the economy, and create stagnation. Biden's level the playing field tax hikes are three times the size of Trump's tax cuts, will make everyone poorer, equal in misery, and threaten businesses and family farms. It's okay, though, because federal bureaucrats will receive 12 weeks of paid family leave for any reason, even to help a friend. Left-wing, anti-Trump bureaucrats love high taxes, big government, and big government spending because they feed at the big government trough. An Open Secrets poll found that 94% of federal bureaucrats donate to Democrats. No wonder they work so hard to remove Trump. Trump's tax cuts created lower unemployment, less poverty, less income inequality, and higher government revenues. Higher productivity creates higher wages without creating inflation, which creates a higher standard of living for everyone. According to the Labor Department, in 2019, under Trump, annual real medium household income rose by $4,400, a larger increase than under the Bush and Obama administrations combined. Real wages rose 8.4% for the bottom 10% and 5.2% for the top 10%. Real wealth for the bottom income earners rose 28.4% and 8.9% for the top 1%. Unemployment among minority groups dropped to 50-year lows. The Build Back Better bill includes 40 new taxes and endless welfare benefits, which will reduce productivity and government revenue. Clearly, these bills are about implementing Marxist policies and not about raising government revenue. The Trump tax cuts gave us record profits, which gave us record tax revenue, and repatriated $1.6 trillion back to the U.S. The $350 billion in tax cuts paid for themselves. In fact, except for about $100 billion due to the COVID pandemic, Trump's entire $1.6 trillion package was paid for within 18 months, just before the pandemic hit. Under Trump's tax cuts, federal tax revenues were still booming in the second quarter of 2021, reaching 19.3% of GDP, a 61-year all-time high. The 2021 fiscal year ended September 30th, and according to the IRS, the following income tax brackets realized reductions in their overall tax bills. 15 to 50,000 averaged a 20% reduction, 50 to 100,000 a 16% reduction, and high income earners an 11% reduction. At the same time, overall federal revenue grew 18%. Revenue from corporate taxes increased by 75%. Revenue from individual income tax increased by 27.5%, and revenue from capital gains increased by 33%. The Laffer curve is working. Lower tax rates increase government revenue. Government revenue from Trump's tax cuts is slated to match pre-cut tax levels by 2023. Tax cuts pay for themselves, create faster growth, higher wages, and higher tax revenue, and reduce income inequality. In their never-ending pursuit for failed Marxist policies and control, progressives will never admit or permit successful supply-side economics, which proved them wrong. The Atlanta Fed's GDP growth estimate for the third quarter of 2021 has gone from 6% to 0.5% under the Biden administration's new socialist policies. Obama's explanation for his failed economic policies was his mythical proclamation that the days of 2+% GDP are over. Like Obama's spending bills, most of Bernie's Marxist $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill is a Progressive Party power graft grab that will slow growth even below Obama's World War II record. Obama gave $800 billion of taxpayer money to his progressive cronies and campaign donors like Solyndra that took taxpayer money, then declared bankruptcy. Obama then joked that the shovel-ready projects weren't so shovel-ready after all. Only 8 months in office, and Bernie Biden will have spent $8.5 trillion, consumed half of all U.S. private property, and doubled our crisis. For the Marxists, it's party over country, comrade. China got their money's worth when they bought Biden. After Afghanistan, when Biden signs the Build Back Better bill, he will have made his second installment towards reimbursing the $1.5 billion China gave him. Dropping their tariffs will be the third. Much of the reconciliation money will go to China, who will build the solar panels and batteries necessary for the progressives' disastrous Green New Deal policies. As Trump's National Economics Director, Larry Kudlow, reported, there are not enough rare earth minerals to build even a fraction of the electric cars needed or planned. Mark Mills, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, agrees. He claims that the data from the International Energy Agency and World Bank indicate that switching from fossil fuels to green energy will vastly increase the cost of each unit of energy, such as each mile driven, each hour of energy used. The data also indicates that the green energy transformation will increase the cost of minerals by anywhere from 1,000 to 4,000%. He claims the green agenda will cause the biggest increase in mineral demands the world has ever seen, that the cost of the transition will increase the price of commodities and products astronomically, and that there aren't enough minerals to make this transition. Electric car stations are another government boondoggle that China will help erect. Reimagine government building gas stations to support gas engine car manufacturers. Except for the rich, electric cars are a few years out, and electric car stations will lie idle. In fact, they may never be used. This won't matter because the ruling class has fixed it, so only they can afford the cost of an electric vehicle. Even if average Joe does buy an electric vehicle, he probably won't be able to afford the monthly mileage bill he will receive compliments of the Build Back Better bill. Then again, with a high cost of limited goods, services, and triple added carbon tax, you won't be able to afford anything anyway and won't need to go anywhere.